Welcome to Masech Eshkalim, Perches, Mishnah Dalad, Chapter 8, Mishnah 4. Here's a brief introduction to this Mishnah. We've learned previously in multiple places that there are different levels of Tumah, different levels of spiritual impurity. It begins with a mace, with a dead body, a corpse. That's called in Hebrew Avi Avos HaTumah, the father of the father of Tumah, or the highest level of Tumah, of ritual impurity. And anyone that comes in contact with this dead body, a human being, an object, they're called an Av HaTumah, the father of Tumah. So that's one generation, one level down. Similarly, a dead insect or carrion or certain types of people are also called an Av HaTumah, a father of Tumah. And if somebody touches them, they become one level lower, and that's called a Rishon LaTumah, a first to Tumah. Another way to call that is Vlad HaTumah, or the child of Tumah. Now, a Rishon LaTumah, something that's the first level Tumah, doesn't make something Tameh, ordinarily, unless it's ochlin or mashkin, which means food or liquids. If, let's say, a rishon, a first of tumah, touches food, then the food becomes a sheni l'tumah, a second tumah. Now, a second of tumah cannot make regular things, regular food, for example, tameh or impure. It can only make truma, the special portion that was given to the kohen, or kot or karchim or karbanos, tameh. However, the rabbis decreed that liquids that became tame, even from a vlad tuma, even from a lower level tuma, they could be mitame, they could make tame ritually impure, adam, the kalim, both a person or vessels, and they made that was a gezerah, a special decree that the rabbis made. With that in mind, let's see how that applies to our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, pareches shenitmas bevlad tuma, the curtain that was in the Beis HaMikdash, that became tame, became ritually impure by touching a vlad tuma. For example, let's say it touched with liquids that touched a dead insect. So it comes out that the parochas now biblically is not tamei, as we explained in the introduction. It's only rabbinically tamei, rabbinically impure. And the reason for that is because an object or a vessel doesn't become tamei unless it touches an av tumah, a father of tumah. Says the Mishnah, what do you do? Matbilin osa bifnim. We can immerse it in a mikvah that's inside of the azara, inside of the courtyard, and you don't have to take it out since it only became tamei through a vlad tumah, and biblically it's not even tamei. And as soon as they finished immersing it in the mikveh, the halacha is they could bring it right back. The halacha is they could bring it back and rehang it. It doesn't. You have to wait till the evening, which you have to do often with other kinds of tumah called harav shemesh. That does not have to be done here. It says the Mishnah, our veshman, it must be av hatumah. But a paroches or a curtain that became tameh with av hatumah, that means it touched, for example, a dead bug or a dead animal. Then the law is you have to take it to the mikveh outside of the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, because it already has biblical tumah, and the law is that you're not allowed to leave something that's biblically tumah inside the Beis HaMikdash, inside the temple. And they would let it dry in the chel. The chel was the area near the wall of the Ezas Nashim, the women's gallery, and that would have to wait there and dry until Harav Shemesh, until the sunset. And if it happens to be that this parochas, this curtain in the Beis HaMikdash, was new, then they would let it dry on one of the itzta. Itzta is a roof that has four pillars on a portico or something like that. The reason they would do that is that the people should see as milachta, the beautiful handiwork or the intricacy of the tapestry of the parochos of the curtain, sheinah, how beautiful it is, and they'll be happy that they were the ones that donated it. Now, the question is actually what parochos it's talking about, because in Maseches Yuma it teaches us that there were actually 13 different curtains during the second Beis HaMikdash, seven on the seven gates into the Azara, the courtyard, one on the entrance to the Heichal, the sanctuary, and one on the entrance to the Ulam. So two on the Dvir, and then one between the Kodesh, HaKadosh, and the Holy of Holies, and the Kodesh itself. So there were different places, and there was ones on the top, there were ones on the bottom. It's a discussion exactly what this means. Some say that it's talking about the Parochas HaUlam, which is the one at the antechamber to the sanctuary itself, regardless of what the halacha applies by paroches, that it would have to be taken care of in the necessary way to make it tar, to make it pure. Wishing you a beautiful day. My apologies for the delay in sending this out.